Rachel, this is a significant time for you where God is going to begin to bring some change in your life. I've just seen as if it was that there had been a storm cloud just wanted to set down up over you. And it just seemed like you couldn't get through and you couldn't break through and you couldn't. It's almost like, God, are you even hearing me when I pray? Do you even care? Are you even concerned? And God said, there's nothing that's taken him by surprise. He's saw every tear you've cried. He saw the hardship that you've gone through. And the Lord says, I saw the loss that you suffered. But the Lord said he's going to bring a time of restoration into your life. The Lord said you have just now come to the threshold and you're about to step in to see the goodness of God begin to be manifested in your life. Where the enemy has come to you and tried to tell you that this is the best you can hope for in your life, the Lord says, no, he has greater things in store for you and you're about to see the breakthrough come into your life. And the Lord said that there are those around about you that you just simply have given up on and you just thought like nothing was going to change and it was never going to be the way that you desired it to be. And even the hardship, and I want to use the term abuse that you have suffered and gone through, the Lord said he's going to begin to bring a healing in that and you're going to see the joy of the Lord. And it's been like you thought, well, I don't have a right to have joy and I shouldn't have an expectancy to have joy, to have anything change. But the Lord says everything's going to begin to change in that area for you. But the Lord says, I'm releasing my spirit on your behalf. And the Lord says, even today, I'm bringing some things in your life where I'm building, like building blocks I see. God said, I'm building your life again according to my plan. For the Lord says, where it looked like everything was out to destroy your life and bring destruction in your life, the Lord says, I refuse to let it take place. And now, said God, you'll see the plan that I have ordained for you from the very beginning begin to come into fruition. And your best days are yet ahead. And the Lord says, you're going to begin to come into seasons of celebration where it's just going to overwhelm you and you're going to find yourself surprised over and over and over again by the goodness of God. But the Lord says this is your time and this is your season. The Lord says you don't have to hold your head down about anything, honey. The Lord says he saw what you went through, and the Lord says he's been right there with you. And now you watch and see what I'll do, said God, for this is your season. I decree to you your turnaround is at hand. Glory to God. Well, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll prophesy some more tomorrow, you know, and that make you come back for some more. Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you what, if you bring two people tomorrow, I'll tell you what, I'll prophesy to you and the two. How about that? Huh? You say, can you do that? Well, if I can't, she can. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you bring your hallelujahs, I'll get you anyway.
Cool.
Well, amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Hallelujah. I'm going to look and see if everybody's all right. All right. All right. You look all right.
I got to do this.
Debbie. Debbie, I just heard God say that there have been things that he has spoken to you that's almost been like on delay, and God is saying no more delay. That it's at hand, and you will see the promises. You will see every prophetic thing that God ever said to you. You will see it happen. God says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. He decrees no more sick heart. Amen. For there is life that's going to begin to breathe within the family like never before. I see God just meshing everything back together that seemed like it was completely undone, unraveled. What good could possibly come out of this? God says, I'm not letting not one thing go. It's all coming back together. God says, this is your season of celebration, of great joy. For God is visiting the family and he's causing a gathering back within the family. You've stood back and you've stayed silent in the face of stuff. But God says you've always been faithful to bring it to him. And God says you've not lost heart in the sense of continuing to believe God. Amen. So just be strengthened. Amen. And joyful. You're in a very, very joyful season. There's some things that God's going to do that's so miraculous that's going to blow you away. Amen. Just know God's got his hand on the family. It's not taking him by surprise, and he's bringing the whole thing full circle, meshing it back together like it needs to be. Amen. Amen.
Don't go anywhere yet. Now, I want you to, you're going to sponsor somebody here, you know.
Oh.
Have people to sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Brother Jim said at the very beginning was, hear what the Lord tells you to do and do it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're going to be as obedient to God as we can by that. And we have a young lady here that feels like God's told her something. And I'm going to let her do what she feels like God told her to do. And you be her sponsor since you're in the...
Oh, glory.
Since you're in the...
y'all are
ministering tonight.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Monica. Most of you don't know me, but some of you do. I've been in this church since I was probably like 3. And I've sang this song once before, and afterwards I was like shaking so bad that I couldn't even write notes for service. But I found out afterwards that the song really helped somebody, and I feel like somebody probably needs this church. Somebody probably needs this church, but this song just as much as it's helped me.
Amen.
And I have no music, so just
thank you, Lord.
Live with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
He cries in a corner when nobody sees. He's a kid with a story no one would believe. He prays every night, dear God, won't you please, won't you send someone here who will love me, who will love me for me, not for what I have done or what I will become, who will love me for me, 'cause nobody has shown me what love really means. Her office is shrinking a little each day. She's the woman whose husband has run away. She go to the gym after working today. Maybe if she was thinner, then he would have stayed. She says, who will love me for me? Not for what I have done or what I will become. Who will love me for me? 'Cause nobody has shown me what love really means. And I forgot the last verse.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. That's all right. Amen.
He's waiting to die as he sits alone. He's a man in a cell who regrets what he's done. He utters a cry from the depths of his soul. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I want to go home. Then he hears a voice somewhere deep inside. Said, I know you've murdered and I know you've lied. But now that you'll listen, I'll tell you that I will love you for you, not for what you have done or what you will become. I will love you for you. I will give you the love, love that you never knew. I will love you for you, not for what you have done or what you will become. I will love you for you. I will give you the love, love that you never knew.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the psalmist anointing upon this young woman. Lord, I thank you, God, as she walks with you. Father God, that there'll be an increase, Lord God, of the song of the Lord within her spirit, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the confidence, for embracing her, Lord God, and every bit of the giftings and the callings that's on her life, Father. I thank you, God, that every time she chooses, Lord God, to step out, Father, and honor you, Lord, that it'll get easier each time for her, Father, that the confidence will be restored. I thank you, Father God, for the gift of this life in this body for such a time as this. We give you glory, Lord, for it. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. You go, girl.
Hallelujah. And you know, I want to tell you something. That was a word from God to every one of us. And it was this word. It's not because of who you are. It's not because of what you've done. It's just because you are. You are. You know what that means? You are. And that's why God loves you. He loves you just because you are. And I know there's a lot of people struggle with whether God loves them and how much God loves them because they're hearing this thing telling you why God wouldn't, why he couldn't, and all of the reasons, the pro, the cons. And you know, the best a lot of people can hope for is just break even. But that's not God. God just loves you. Let's stand. Well, hallelujah. What a way to start camp meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get a few hours rest, and we're going to hit it again in the morning at 10 o'clock. Hallelujah. Yes, we will. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all you've done here tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for the stuff that you've done here tonight we don't even know about yet. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to manifest yourself to those who believe. They that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We believe that tonight, Lord God. And we're leaving this place excited about what you have done and what you're going to do, Lord God. Thank you for a good night's rest, for renewal and refreshment for tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.